This is Brian Cambria with news for the KVNF listening area Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013. Governor John Hickenlooper signed an executive order yesterday that makes an official declaration of the vote related to Amendments S and 65. The declaration formalizes the amendments as part of the state constitution. According to a release, Amendment S updates the state's personnel system for the first time in 40 years. The changes increase flexibility in the hiring process, including allowing hiring managers to consider other objective criteria besides a written test and expanding the number of candidates that can be interviewed from 3 to 6. Amendment S also expands a hiring preference for veterans and increases the public accountability of the State Personnel Board by instituting term limits. Amendment S was approved by voters with a 56.35% to 43.65% margin. Amendment 65 encourages Colorado's congressional delegation and state lawmakers to support a U.S. constitutional amendment to limit campaign contributions and spending. Voters in November approved that amendment by a 74% to 26% margin, or 3-1. The first recreational pot club to open in Colorado has already closed its doors after a dispute with its landlord. KVNF reported yesterday about two such clubs that opened on New Year's Eve. One, Club 64 in Denver, opened at the gong of 4:20 Monday. That's gong, not bong. The White Horse Inn in the tiny southern Colorado town of Del Norte opened Monday as the first club in the state to offer patrons a chance to have a joint with their cup of joe. But the Denver Post reports it was that early open date that caused problems. Though owner Paul Lovato had the keys to the building that housed the White Horse Inn on Monday, his lease on the building didn't start until Tuesday. Lovato said when his landlord saw the publicity about the club, he canceled the lease before it took effect. Colorado voters in November legalized use and limited possession of marijuana. Though it currently remains illegal to sell non-medical marijuana in the state, recreational pot shops won't be able to get licenses to open for about another year. The law allows people to give marijuana to one another without compensation. Lovato's business model called for having a storefront where customers could buy coffee, T-shirts, and other items, and then a private building next door where they could smoke free samples of marijuana. He had planned to open just after New Year's Eve ticked over into New Year's Day, but pressure from Denver's Club 64, a members-only gathering that intends to stage at different spots throughout the year, caused Lovato to speed up his timetable. Lovato said he opened for a few hours during the day Monday, long enough to be the first in the state and to draw the media attention that came with that distinction. However, the publicity also drew the attention of his landlord, who was less thrilled about the business. This concludes today's newscast. I'm Brian Cambria for KVNF News.